Well, let's get into this issue now, because a lot of you have called. Most of the stories have had a kind of an edge of amusement to them, but I think underlying that, and in some cases quite explicitly, people have said this can be massively disruptive of your life, of other people's life. And you know, I suppose I'm saying this because I snore. It's not just the people who are kept awake by snorers, but we go through difficulties of our own as well. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. But let's talk to somebody who knows something about this, knows a lot about it. In fact, Dr. Alison Bentley is a sleep expert and is with us now on 702 Drive. Dr. Bentley, welcome, and thanks very much for your time. Is snoring,
my pleasure.
Is snoring the cause of health problems, or is it an indicator of perhaps other health problems? Of course, it might be both.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think it's, you know, we're always concerned that snoring is kind of what I call the entry drug to sleep apnea, and that's a much bigger issue.
Yes.
So, but you can have simple snoring. I mean, nobody suddenly starts having sleep apnea, you know, just spontaneously one day. Everybody starts with snoring. So, and snoring really just indicates there's a partial obstruction to the air that's moving through the throat. So through the nose, down through the back of the throat into
right.
the lungs. So it indicates. So just if you think about a tap, when you switch on a tap and you get this nice smooth water that's coming out.
Yes.
If you stick your finger in just a little bit, underneath that the water stops being smooth and it's kind of turbulent.
Right, right.
Now, if you do that with airflow and you have that little tongue hanging at the back of your throat, minding its own business, waiting for you to swallow because that's its job, but it's sitting there and you put that turbulent airflow right on that, it starts to vibrate. If you then open your mouth just a millimeter, you create a sound box, and you just become the most unpleasant vuvuzela in the room. That's really, really all that's happening. So you're basically a wind instrument, okay?
Yes.
But you're creating the noise yourself. That's what snoring really is.
And you're an ill wind that blows no good for the person who is in earshot of you. Tell me this. I mean, I at one point, you know, they were those little things that you, some athletes, little straps. They looked like sort of the cartoon version of a dog's bone, a bone that you give to a dog. I don't recall that helping, but A, does something like that help? And B, what's the logic?
Yeah. Well, I think the what we look for is the fact that there isn't one cause of snoring. There's multiple causes, and there can be different causes in each person. There can also be multiple causes in one person. So there's no question if you have a blocked nose for any reason. So tonsils are enlarged, adenoids are enlarged, and you just like either have an allergic nose, or you have the kind of nose that I have, which is this kind of English nose. That if I suck hard through my nose, the nose collapses at the top. So then the sleep strips work because they hold your nose open, for example. So if that's the cause, then that works. But it could also be weight gain, so particularly in men gain weight around the neck area, and so it narrows the airway down, and that causes sleep apnea. If you lie on your back, the jaw moves backwards, and that may be the cause. It may be that there is gastric reflux, so indigestion and acid coming up from the stomach at night.
Right.
Getting into the throat and causing it to be enlarged and swollen. So there's quite a few different causes for snoring, and therefore it's important to look at all of those because it may be a component of all of them.
And a combination. Dr. Bentley, yes. I mean, let's talk a little bit now, but perhaps with a little more gravity than some of our conversations up to now have given it. It really can cause massive problems in households, relationships, marriages, because people who don't sleep and feel that somebody else is the cause of that lack of sleep can really find themselves at daggers drawn with each other. Do you give advice on that aspect? Because I know certainly from my own personal experience, it can reach a point where people are so mad at being kept awake that they will say things like, you're not trying to not snore. Do you help people navigate around that? And if so, how?
Well, I think the important thing is to understand that snoring's not normal. I mean, I think there's a sense like, but I snore, but that's normal. All my friends snore. Well, that doesn't make it normal. So snoring is not normal. And particularly if it is severe snoring, as you get older, the factor that then comes into play is that the throat, the lining of the throat kind of gets a bit floppier. So just as you get wrinkles on the outside, you kind of get wrinkles on the inside.
Right.
And what tends to happen then is the snoring moves into apnea. Now, you know somebody's has apnea because you can hear them snore. So you get the in and the breathe out and the
right.
in. And then there's almost a little click, and then there's silence for 10 seconds, 20 seconds. And then it breaks with this big, you know, kind of gasping of air. I mean, that's apnea. And if you don't treat snoring, there's a good chance it can lead to apnea later on. Now, once you have apnea, now you're starting to affect all kinds of processes in the body, increasing the risk of cardiovascular disease, increase the risk of diabetes, right. increase the risk of depression, blah, 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 blah. Like pretty much every organ, because every time you wake up, you're disrupting your sleep. So if you have, and I mean, moderate apnea would be 15 apneas per hour of sleep. So you can kind of look at nearly 100 apneas during the night. You're going to wake up tired, but the whole night your body's been put on alert. You know, watch out, you're not breathing.
Yes.
Watch out, you're not breathing. So you're not servicing the car. You're not actually restoring the body during sleep, and so it breaks down faster. And so we're more concerned that snoring moves into that. If you treat snoring, which you can do through multiple factors, I mean, often men will say, you know, when I'm 78 kilograms, I snore, but when I'm 75, I don't snore.
Right.
So they're very aware that there's a weight kind of component to it. So I think it is important to take snoring seriously, particularly if it's causing massive disruptions in relationships, which it does. I mean, there's no question. I have couples coming to me and say, this is heading for divorce because he doesn't think it's important. I can't sleep. I've got a job to do. I can't function during the day, so either we get separate rooms or we split. That's the issue. So it is a big, big issue.
Indeed.
And it becomes even bigger as couples age. So when you get to your 50s, snoring is likely to be worse, as I said, because of the kind of floppiness of the throat thing.
Right.
So snoring is likely worse, but the wife is going through menopause, and so her sleep is getting a little bit worse. And so often that's a combo that doesn't work.
Thank you so much, Dr. Alison Bentley, sleep expert.